in Northeast North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. Pioneer Territory Manager Christy Sundin says most of the area is sitting just right on moisture. However, there are a few dry pockets.
But for the most part, I think we have some positivity on the corn and soybean side. The corn looks really good. There are some fields I'm a little concerned about, late planted stuff, longer maturity. They didn't move up their maturities on it, so it's not as far along as we would like to see it. But I was just actually out in some of our fields yesterday, and we're at R4, so I'm excited about that. It makes me feel a little bit better as we go into September.
Moisture has been plentiful in the western half of North Dakota. Pioneer field agronomist Larry Lunder says the biggest concern for corn right now is reaching maturity. For soybeans,
in a lot of cases the pods have formed and they are in the process of filling now. The soybeans have really done quite well under these conditions. I'm not overly concerned about them. You know, if we had an early frost event or something, that would be an issue. But so far, the soybeans look really tremendous in the western part of the state. Probably one of the better soybean crops I've ever seen in my career out there.
Throughout a majority of west-central Minnesota, Pioneer field agronomist Clyde Tiffany describes crop conditions as a tale of two territories. Crops in the north are progressing well, while the southern edge is a different story.
Where we got delayed, we're going to need, as far as GDU accumulation, if you project with historical, we'll probably have to get into October for some of these fields. And it's not that the crop looks bad. It looks okay. It's just, it's behind. If we do get a early frost, or, you know, God forbid you get a real early frost, we could be in some trouble with light corn or just less dry matter accumulation.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.